Relations between Donald Trump and the press have been tense since he first became president.
I'm not going to give you a question. You are fake news.
In mandate number two, the U.S. president has multiplied lawsuits against news organizations criticizing their coverage. In the latest case, he's opposing Rupert Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal for publishing a story about his friendship with child sex offender and alleged sex trafficker of underage girls, Jeffrey Epstein. Trump says the story is fake and deliberately damaging, but the publisher is standing by it, refusing to cave in to pressure.
Confident of victory?
In some of the previous cases, news companies chose to settle, like ABC and Paramount, who own CBS. Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says the U.S. president has a clear strategy to weaken the press, similar to ones used in other countries. This includes the defunding of public media, smearing journalists, and taking measures against reporters who use words he does not approve of. U.S. news agency AP has been banned from White House briefings since they refused to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.